KW Mobile.
Going, KD2VNG, what's up?
Go out and get some grub after I get a couple of dowels over at Lowe's. And it's raining. I didn't know it was raining. I thought that rain was behind us.
So, Matt, what is it that looks like rain, but it bounces? I think we had sleet earlier, or very, very, very small hail. Yeah, it's been raining all day.
Working on boards, building frames, that kind of stuff, so I haven't been looking outside much. But I guess we're not past the rain or the precipitation in one form or another. It did sound kind of funny on the windshield, like it might have been more solid than water.
It sounded hitting the top of the trash can, kind of bouncy rain. So, somewhere between water and hail, I guess sleet, real, real tiny hail. But, yeah, you know, I wish it would warm up. I just, it never used to bother me. It wouldn't bother me like 10, 15 years ago, but I'm just, I don't deal well with the cold anymore. It gets below, let's say, 50 or so, and it's almost as though all my muscles and bones and everything literally lock up.
I told her that I didn't dislocate, but I popped some tendons loose, and they said just they'll find their way and get back, not exactly where they used to be, but it'd be a whole lot of surgery to fix it, so just, and you wouldn't be any better off, so they just said leave it like that. I can tell now when that cold weather sets in. I can feel it in that one shoulder. Everything else is still working as designed, within design specifications, let's put it that way.
Design specifications. Well, I don't know. That could be pretty wide. How many sigma, how many standard deviations within design specifications? So you're building a circuit board for, what is this now?
It's radio. This guy's got this thing on the internet that shows two antennas side by side, and when you rotate them, or you switch this back and forth between the two, and when you rotate them, it gets you a 500 hertz tone. I'm just seeing if I can duplicate what he did.
Haven't heard anything about anything like that. So you're building a what, to rotate the antenna, or what is this actually circuit going to do?
Antennas are equal distance away from the source, then there's no oscillation when you go back and forth between. And I was reading some more up on what he was doing. He's doing it at 1,400 times per second, and he's got a PIC chip. And I'm learning PIC programming, so I got four of his chips that are already programmed, and I got six blank chips, and I'm going to program off of one of his chips and see if I can program one of my blank chips. Just so I can, you know, fix them if they go bad. So that's one thing. And then the other one is, if the two are equal distance from the source and then you rotate them 90 degrees, one is going to be closer than the other. So when you're rotating them that fast, you'll hear an audio noise. Well, the original designer made it so that you could do that, but you didn't know if it was to the left or the right of when you rotated at 90 degrees. Well, this guy's put a coil above the speaker so that it'll tell you front to back, which one's front, which one's back. So it just looks super intriguing. I just wanted to build one.
There's two antennas that are rotating in such a way that one gets closer and the other further. So you're talking about some sort of Doppler noise. You're talking about a phase variance between the two antennas, which keeps changing as they rotate one closer than the other. If this were audio, it would be like a phaser or a flanger effect. With radio waves, I would think the baseline of the between the two has to be a lot bigger.
Referred to it as phase variation. They call it Doppler, but in my brain, that's not really Doppler. Doppler's more like the train that's approaching the tracks, and, you know, it's it, it changes its tone. Its tone goes, it starts squealing as it gets closer and then starts diminishing as it gets further away. That's just the way I think of it, though. I mean, that, everybody's got their own way of interpreting that. But this is more, it's a constant tone when it's, when they're perpendicular, and it's no tone when they're parallel, equal distance.
How do you call that phasing and flanging? Phasing is like when you have a speaker on a turntable, for example. The sound is receding and then it's approaching, and receding and then it's approaching. In fact, that's, if you go back in the distant past, that's the way they used to do these type of effects. You would physically have a sound source physically moving. Flanging, I think, is you've got two sound sources on opposite ends of the turntable, and one is receding as the other is approaching. So the same signal is going through both, because the other phase shifts back, and then they trade places. It's kind of like the same effect of the sound. Imagine two tape recorders playing the same sound. And you slow one down and speed the other up. Then you slow the first one down and speed the second one up. In fact, I think the name flanging comes from the fact that you would take your finger and put it on the flange of the reel to slow one tape recorder down slightly. So, I guess the same thing happens with radio waves, but, you know, the speed of light being that much greater than the speed of sound, it's not an effect you're going to hear to any great degree.
You know more about what it is than I do. I'm trying to learn. It sounds like you've probably already learned some of that, but I'm trying to catch up to that. And yeah, the reason for the coil over the speaker is so that you can make some LEDs light up so that you don't have to hear it. You can, it's visual instead of audio. In the parking lot at Lowe's, I'm going to go in and get some dowels to hold the antennas, right? It's just wire antennas to the dipole on each side, opposing dipoles, about a foot apart. So I'm just going to go in there and get me some dowels, and then I'm going to pick up some Arby's and head back home and get back to building. So I'll be back out in a little bit if you're still here. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
KD2BNG. Well, it sounds like an interesting experiment, and I guess that's what ham radio is all about, is experimenting. All right, yeah, I'll be here. I'll stand by till you're whenever you're back on the air.